Britain's Islamic leaders have been on the defensive since last week's attacks. They have denounced the bombings. But as NPR's Ivan Watson reports, some of the leaders say they have a responsibility to do more to root out extremism in their communities.
Every Muslim you talk to here, from lobbyists and politicians to immigrants on the street, condemns last week's bomb attacks against London, calling the slaughter of innocent civilians criminal and un-Islamic. But dig a little deeper, and you find there's deep confusion within Britain's Muslim minority, which some leaders say is open to exploitation. This Turkish taxi driver named Mustafa Yildiz sympathized with the London victims, but then called attention to what he said were the victims of the U.S. and British occupation of Iraq.
My strong view about that, about a million people has been killed by the British and American government, name of the democracy. It wasn't democracy, name of the oil. Nobody says about anything.
Yildiz went on to suggest the CIA and Israel conspired to organize the September 11th attacks. It's a conspiracy theory that's frequently repeated throughout the Muslim world. This week, once it became known that the suspected London bombers were young British men of Pakistani descent, Muslim Parliament member Shahid Malik announced the Muslim community had tolerated this kind of talk for far too long.
It's a kind of wake-up call for the British Muslim community. Those voices which we've dismissed as lunatics are people who we've got to take on, and everybody's got a responsibility to make sure those kinds of voices are dealt with.
Until 6 months ago, the Finsbury Park Mosque was regarded as a recruiting ground for Islamic extremists. Today, a banner hangs from the mosque that says, "A new beginning for the mosque, for better community, services, image, and relations." Mohammed Kozbar is the new head of the mosque's board of trustees. 6 months ago, his organization, the Muslim Association of Britain, took over the mosque from the radicals with the support of the London police.
We want to make sure that people know and understand that there is changes in this mosque, and now it is a peaceful mosque. It's only place for worship and prayer without any extremist views.
Like many Muslim leaders, Kozbar says poverty, discrimination, and anger at Britain's foreign policies may have motivated last week's bombers, but he cannot explain why they took the actions that they did.
It doesn't justify such thing to happen. So I am angry because of the Iraq war, but I went to demonstrations, I spoke in a loud voice. This is a democratic country. This is what we can do. We cannot go and blow ourselves up because of something happened behind the borders.
Around the corner from the Finsbury Park Mosque, an Algerian-British real estate broker named Mohammed, who would not give his full name because he feared for his safety, speculated that British support for the United States was the motivation for the London bombers.
Mostly, I'm 90% sure they did it because of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, even if British politicians say it's not true, but that's what I say.
Mohammed's partner, Radwan, who also would not give his full name for fear of reprisals, said it was not fair to call the terrorists behind last week's bombing Islamic.
This is not fair because it's attacking the religion, it's not attacking the terrorists. It's attacking the religion 100%.
Both men said suicide bomb attacks might be justified when attacking a superior military force. But Radwan drew the line when it comes to killing civilians.
You know, if you kill innocent people, you're going to hell. Like it or not, straight to hell, mate.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, London.